So the Labor Party and its policy, it's trying to get that youth vote, isn't it? Do you think it will be a success? Do you like the sound of, well, free tertiary for 3 years by 2024? It wants to make tertiary available for at least the first year free for all students in this country. The Labor Party says it can actually afford this. It just means it will have debt to pay off at a slower rate than what the national government has for its policies. So is it a step in the right direction? I mean, as I say, and I think it was the 2005 election? It worked for Labor then. Will it work again? So to discuss this, National President of New Zealand Union of Students Association is Jonathan Gee, who joins me now. Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks for your time.
Morning, Chris. No worries.
Is this an announcement that was expected by the New Zealand Union of Students Association? Is it a step in the right direction in your view?
Yes, so for quite some time we've been talking about how there's been a squeeze for students, how student support isn't enough to live on, and that, you know, our students are struggling to afford their basic needs. So, you know, I think there's a turning point definitely in terms of that increase in student support. And, you know, in terms of free tertiary education, actually, let's remember that actually the majority of MPs in the current parliamentary term actually support some form of free tertiary education. So it's about time some party or one party announced that they were going to bring it forward. So actually, you know, I think it's sort of very much a turning point.
Traditionally speaking, unless you're a Green voter, young people, when I say young, under the age of, you know, say 24, don't really get engaged in politics. I know that's a sweeping generalisation, but the statistics suggest that. Why is that the case, do you think?
Yeah, my feeling, and you know, we've got an election campaign where we're trying to get students out to vote, is that politics currently just doesn't connect with people. It fails to connect to students' lived experiences of their everyday lives, and, you know, parties aren't bringing forward bold policy which really speaks to the issues that we care about. So, you know, things like this, such as increasing student support, which speaks to our lived experience, I think is, you know, a step in the right direction in terms of getting out the youth vote.
The devil is always in the detail. Let's go through that detail, what we know so far. So the Labor Party says as of next year, anybody who wants to go and get tertiary education their first year will be free. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
So the government picks up the tab for that completely?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah,
and the living allowance, now that's the allowance that you have to pay back, isn't it, though? So they want to increase that by $50.
No, so they're going to increase. Well, they're going to increase that. That's correct. But they're also increasing the student allowance, which is the money you don't pay back, by $50 as well. So if you're eligible for the student allowance, which is the money you don't pay back, you get an extra $50 under Labor.
Do you think? I mean, what's reaction been like among your members and students? Is this something they're interested in, or is it still kind of a sense of yep, whatever, not interested in politics?
No, I think this is something they are definitely interested in. As I said, we're looking for policies that speak to our lived experience. And right now, the main thing, you know, in terms of polling students, what they've said to us is that what they need is enough to live on, just to afford those basic needs. Rent prices are going through the roof in a number of main centres. So students are really looking for, you know, that extra support there. So I think, you know, this will, you know, perhaps go some way in terms of getting those students out to vote.
They have been calling it the youth quake vote on the so-called Labor effect. Are you seeing that? What are you seeing? Because, I mean, I'm a little bit cynical, but after speaking to Annette King over the weekend when I was interviewing Jacinda Ardern, I was quite surprised, and she was very honest, I felt, when she said in her 45-year political career, she hasn't seen anything quite like it. The effect, the selfies, all that kind of stuff that goes on.
Yeah,
do you think that'll transpire to votes? What's your gut feeling?
Oh, my feeling is it's not just Jacinda that's really getting out the youth vote there. I think there's just this, you know, this growing sense of frustration among young people around the world in terms of, again, as I said, policies that aren't really speaking to our lived realities, that we are getting fed up. And it's, you know, I don't think it's going to necessarily take one person to really get out the youth vote or create a youth quake. It's more about the policies. I mean, I talked about, again, you know, policies like increasing student support, but also, you know, again, when we polled students, one big issue that came up was climate change. A lot of the parties currently don't have a real sort of clear plan around climate change. So actually, you know, we're wanting parties to respond to the big issues of our time.
It's interesting you say climate change. Do you believe that's the main issue for young people, for students?
Well, yeah, I think it is. And, you know, as I said, when we polled students, that was the number two issue. And actually, in terms of actual real action, there's this movement going around the Zero Carbon Act and New Zealand creating a legislation around getting to carbon zero by 2050. With that, actually, the Young Greens, Young Labour and the Young Nats have all signed on to committing to action around this, around carbon zero, whereas the parties haven't really done the same. So you see, you know, across party lines, across the political spectrum, there's this desire to take action on climate change among young people.
Do you think other political parties, not just Labour, are trying to get that youth vote? Because, as I said before, you could argue that the Greens have always tried to get that youth vote now, but it seems the Green vote is going slowly down the toilet, and perhaps Labour's picking up on those votes. What do you see in that?
Yeah, again, you know, I mentioned before that, you know, I think there's been a turning point, and obviously at the moment there is this sort of potential sort of tide of change, or, you know, it's going to be a very contested election. I think that in itself means that parties are trying to appeal to as many voters as they can. But I think also, you know, it means that now they're finally starting to listen to students. For too long, students haven't really been listened to by the main parties. But now, you know, since you know, they're wanting to get every vote that they can, they're starting to listen to the issues that we care about, and that is, you know, student support, tertiary education, climate change, housing, those sort of issues that really affect us.
Interesting times. Do you think the election's going to be close? What's your gut feeling?
Yeah, and I think it'll be very close, and, you know, hopefully also, again, that will push up that youth turnout as well, just the fact that it's going to be a close election.
Who would have thought you and I would be saying it could be a close election, you know, 4 weeks ago? I would have been saying it's a foregone conclusion, but, you know, at least it's interesting for the media. Jonathan Gee, National President, New Zealand Union of Students Association, thank you very much for your time this morning. I do appreciate it.
No worries.